In California, Governor Schwarzenegger may call a special election for this fall for several initiatives that he can't get through the Democratic State Assembly and is threatening to take directly to the voters.
The people want to have education reform, they want to have budget reform, they want the redistricting reform, and they want to have pension reform. They want that. They're craving for it. And this is why we are getting all the signatures together. And in the next few days, we will hand in all the rest of the signatures for the other initiatives.
But here's a complication, even for a number one movie star. Voters can get distracted by other initiatives that may be politically hotter than the governor's projects. And this year in California, the big initiative may be abortion and minors. From member station KPCC, Tamara Keith reports.
Last month, supporters of the Parents' Right to Know initiative turned in more than 1 million petition signatures. They only needed 600,000. The signatures are still being verified, but California's Secretary of State says it is certain to qualify for the ballot. The initiative would amend the state constitution to require parental notification before a minor has an abortion. Alban Romberg is a retired physicist and a spokesman for the initiative. He says the concept of parental involvement has broad appeal.
The majority of Californians are pro-choice. But 75% of California voters support this concept of this initiative. So you can see this is something different, even in the partisan sense. This seems to transcend some of those political considerations and even some of the heated debate over pro-choice, pro-life.
Independent polls back up Romberg's numbers, both in California and across the nation. In fact, more than 24 other states already have parental involvement measures on the books. But that doesn't mean that in California, the Parents' Right to Know initiative will pass without a fight. Kathy Kinnear is the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. She says her organization and its allies could spend upwards of $5 million to get their message out, and she expects the initiative's proponents to do the same.
I think it's going to clearly bring out both sides. There's no way either side's just going to sit home and toss a coin and see what's going to happen. I think both sides are going to come fight it with all that they have, and I fully expect it to overshadow everything else because it will be such a polarized debate.
And that's not good news for Governor Schwarzenegger, says Dan Schnur, a Republican political consultant.
This ballot measure has the potential to hijack the special election from all the things that the governor wants to be talking about.
Schnur says the governor's reforms are important public policy, but they're difficult to explain to average voters.
For every voter who cares deeply about redistricting reform or budget caps, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, who have teenage daughters. That's why an initiative like one on parental consent has the ability to take public and media attention away from the governor's reform package and focus in a completely different and unanticipated direction.
Schnur says it's unclear whether this initiative would increase voter turnout or whether those possible votes could help or hurt the governor's initiatives. But he says Schwarzenegger and his advisors have to be thinking about this as they consider whether or not to call the special election. A spokesperson for the governor says Schwarzenegger is focused on his own agenda and has not even taken a position on the Parents' Right to Know initiative. The governor has until the middle of June to decide whether to call the election. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
We'll be right back.